This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks for being with us today. Throughout the week, Lake Effect and WUWM News are exploring the barriers to achievement at Milwaukee Public Schools in our latest Project Milwaukee series. Today, Lake Effect looks at the often emotionally charged discussion of educating teachers. The emergence of alternative certification programs and non-typical pathways to teaching, such as Teach for America, has led some to believe the days of the traditional school of education are numbered, or at the very least, these schools need to embrace new ideas and curricula. But even with the increasing popularity of alternative routes, the vast majority of new teachers come out of schools of education, of which there are several in the Milwaukee area. The School of Education at UW-Milwaukee places more new teachers in Wisconsin schools than any other school in the state. And UWM has also been one of just a handful of schools that's been involved in one significant effort at reinvigorating teacher education. Marlene Pugash is a professor, and Linda Post is an associate professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at UW-Milwaukee, and both are co-principal investigators for the Teachers for a New Era program. And they're with us in the studio now. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks
for having us.
Is this a pivotal point in the history of teacher education?
I think it is a pivotal point in the history of teacher education because for so long we have just thought about teacher education as something that occurs only in the university and then people go out into the schools when, in fact, that hasn't been the case all along, but that's how it's been perceived and that's where the major location of teacher education has been in the university. And in the last couple of decades, there's been a push to have people enter the profession from multiple pathways. And I think that's really what the change is, that there are multiple pathways into teacher education where the university prior to that was seen as the only pathway.
I think there's another piece, too, that's coming to the forefront. I think that the society we live in is beginning to understand that teaching is complex and difficult. It isn't something that everybody can do, and that we really need to think about quality teacher education. And I think that focus on quality has really been a major piece in the last 10 to 12 years.
I mean, should we be looking at a continuum that at one end is practical, if you will, and the other end is theoretical, and is the dial moving from one end to the other, or is that oversimplifying things?
I don't think you can make a case that learning to teach is either theoretical or practical, and I think what really needs to happen is people need to be going back and forth from theory to practice, and their practice needs to be informing people's theories about teaching, and theories also need to be informing people's practice. So I think, in a sense, it is a false dichotomy. I think the question is, what is the role of practice in the preparation of teachers? And the truth is that students who have come into teacher education programs have always had experience in schools, but they've had experience in schools in different ways, and often the most intense experience comes later in their preparation. And one of the shifts that we're seeing now is that there's an increase in that practical experience in the schools. And depending on the kind of program you're in, you may have much more of that practical experience before your formal training. It may happen all at once, or you may have a lot of formal training first and then be in the classroom. So there are multiple configurations.
You're both investigators in this Teachers for a New Era project, and one of the principles in that project is treating teaching as a clinical profession. And I'm curious, what's the difference between a residency, as this project sees it, and being just a student teacher?
Typically, we talk about student teaching in a pre-service teacher education program as the culminating clinical experience in a student's road to becoming a teacher. Residencies are different in that we talk about historically teachers who go in as the teacher of record but are supported with full-time mentors and coaches to help them perform in that role as the teacher of record in their own classroom. Now the residency model has shifted again, and what's being talked about is really a full year of student teaching with a master teacher, and indeed some of the residency models provide a level of financial support to help make that happen.
But this is presumably between the end of the classroom teaching and the point at which this person becomes the teacher of record?
Yes.
And I think one of the interesting things about teaching is traditionally when somebody has finished student teaching, which might have been anywhere from 5 weeks to 12 weeks to 20 weeks, depending on the state, since we have 50 different states and 50 different ways that teacher education is governed. And then the minute people step into the door, they have all the responsibilities of a teacher, and arguably in one of the most complex jobs that we have. And so this notion of staging into a career becomes really important. And that staging into the career needs to mean that students have very realistic experiences, but they don't, as new teachers, or shouldn't as new teachers, have the full weight of the responsibility of a classroom, particularly in the most challenging districts that we have. So the notion of a residency, as Linda described it, means that someone is mentored in a very serious way and isn't necessarily the teacher of record, but has somebody working with them to help ease them in the way that we see in other high-end professions.
Mm-hmm. So is this where, is this where teacher retention issues meet teacher education?
Yeah. I think ideally, if we could do anything we want, we would follow them with the intensity of support through their first few years of teaching. We call it induction, but in many ways trying to finance the quality induction programs that we know would work becomes a challenge. But I think that a new teacher now, in many cases, particularly in some of our most challenging schools, goes into the most challenging classrooms and does not have the level of support that's going to allow them to be successful. I think in addition to that, because that level of support may not be there, that even in schools that may not be quite as challenging, if the school climate is a negative climate, it may well cause that beginner to seek employment elsewhere. So I think that support is important. I think the climate of the school and the focus of the school is important. And I think in many cases, our beginners are not in the best situations.
Is there a problem, though? Are the people who are in the best position to help these new teachers, are they the ones who are furthest away from their own educational experiences? Are they furthest from the realm of schools of education?
Well, in Milwaukee, actually, they're not. And in many places, they're not. You know, in the mid-80s, there was a real effort in the teacher education community to connect the preparation of teachers much more closely to schools through a series of work that was actually done or led at Michigan State University called the Holmes Group. And those reports that came out of that created the notion of a professional practice school or a professional development school. And what it really meant was that universities and schools have to work in very, very close partnership. And actually, UWM has been a leader in those partnerships, and we have had a longstanding partnership with Milwaukee Public Schools that has really closed that gulf between teacher education and the university. We've always had strong relationships here in Milwaukee, however. But what the Teachers for New Era project did was really solidify this longstanding partnership through the Milwaukee Partnership Academy, where the university and the business community and the schools are sitting together to do the work of improving the quality of teaching. So there's much less of a divide here in Milwaukee than there is at many other places.
I think, too, that we recognized very early on that the master teachers in the schools and our colleagues who are principals and who are central office staff are really equal partners in teacher education. And one example I can think of clearly is our teacher in residence program, where we have master teachers coming on two-year assignments to the university who work with us on a daily basis to look at courses, to look at programs, to look at relationships with schools.
And so, what do you learn from them?
A lot. I think it brings practice right to our doorstep, and it combines that theory and practice in ways that we couldn't do without them. And it also, I think, gives us a good reality check, as well as helping our students to really think about what is the current situation in schools where they are doing their field experiences and potentially their student teaching and potentially being hired as new teachers.
Can you talk about the cross-disciplinary approach also that the Teachers for a New Era is trying to foster?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the important things about the preparation of teachers is that it really is everyone's responsibility, and that's certainly where the partnership comes in terms of the relationship between the schools and the university. But also at the university itself, teacher education is a university-wide responsibility because teachers need to learn content as well as learning how to teach that content. And traditionally, they have learned that content in schools of letters and science and in other places on campus and then come to the School of Education. So the idea of the cross-disciplinary work was to bring together faculty members in the French department, in the history department, in the math department, in the science department with teacher education faculty who have expertise in the teaching of those things and with veteran teachers to look at the coursework our students are taking and the experiences they're having before they come into their professional training, so that content is shaped in a way that makes it more easily translatable into content that can be taught to kids. And to have a conversation with a math professor or a science professor about how a teacher needs to think about science is actually a very challenging and interesting thing to see happen. Because knowing content itself doesn't mean – we've all been in that situation, I think, fortunately or unfortunately. We've had a teacher who knows the content but can't teach it. And so the notion of what it means to teach mathematics is very different than knowing mathematics.
Is this one area where schools of education circa 2010 find that they have something in common with these alternative certification programs that are becoming more popular?
I would suggest to you that in most alternative programs – in all, actually, that I know about, students come in with their undergraduate degrees. Typically, those undergraduate degrees are in a content major, right. Whether it's math, science, English, history, whatever it might be. So they bring a level of content with them. And then the program begins to develop this notion of how do we take that content and then teach it to kids in schools.
Right, the content versus the delivery.
Right. So I think versus an undergraduate student who's coming through and getting their content and then moving into the School of Education. So, but I think alternative programs, if I can talk about that for
Absolutely.
Just a second, are very, very important. Certainly they give a pathway, sometimes multiple pathways, for a lot of different folks to come into teaching who may not be able to do so given a different model. But I think there's some real caution notes. And I ran an alternative program for 14 years. I went through an alternative program to get my teacher license. And so I really do appreciate the importance that they can serve in terms of hopefully developing quality teachers. But not everyone can do it that way. And I think the most important thing to understand is that they do go in typically as the teacher of record in their own classrooms. That is not necessarily the best way for some individuals to develop teaching skills. Without the critical mentor-coach piece in those programs, they certainly can become not high quality, I think, and very negative for the people involved in them. So we have to be careful when we talk about alternative programs. All alternative programs are not the same.
I do think, to follow up on that, though, that there's a very important fundamental issue that I think sometimes is glossed over in the discussion about who should be coming into teaching. And I think that's the notion that anybody can teach as long as they know content. And I think that misconception is out there, that for some reason we should open up the floodgates and we should make becoming a teacher easy, when in fact we all know that it's a very, very challenging job. And having the content is absolutely critical, but it's not enough.
Exactly.
And people who sometimes come in with a high degree of confidence because they may be a returning or mature student who have content, they may be wonderful or they may completely bomb because they haven't thought enough or been exposed to the real challenges of what it means to be a teacher. And it's not an easy job. It's an incredibly rewarding job, but it's not an easy job.
Well, thank you to both of you for shedding some light on this for us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Marlene Pugash is a professor, and Linda Post is an associate professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at UW-Milwaukee, and both are co-principal investigators for the Teachers for a New Era program, a grant funded by the Carnegie Corporation to improve the quality of teacher education. We'll take a break now and in a moment go across town and speak with the dean of Marquette University's College of Education, who believes the traditional schools have something to learn from the alternative certification model. This is Lake Effect from WUWN.